Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak. Coming up is the Top Chef competition. Here to tell us more about that is Michelle O'Brien and Laura Ladd. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Michelle, you are with KPU Telecommunications, and this is an event that you do often?
We did this. We stopped doing it in 2013 and replaced it with the Ultimate Outdoor Challenge, which was that craziness during the summer. But over the years, we've had a ton of people say, hey, when are you guys going to do Top Chef again? When are you going to do Top Chef? And our friends at the Coast Guard approached us because they've been really active. And they said, hey, we'd like to do Top Chef up at the Crow's Nest. So that's what we're making happen.
Okay. And Laura, you are with the Coast Guard.
I am.
And how are you involved with Top Chef?
Well, I actually came across Top Chef through Michelle at Rotary Club, and she mentioned that we had in the past talked about doing a Top Chef at our Crow's Nest and what we could do to facilitate that this spring.
And explain, Michelle, what Top Chef is.
Okay, so in the past, it's always been in October, and it's been 4 Mondays. And so each week, there are 3 teams representing different charities, and they have secret ingredients that are presented to them, and they have 1 hour to cook those ingredients into something wonderful. And I'll tell you what, over the years, holy smokes, what people have made is just off the charts good. This year, we're just doing it for one night. It'll be April 7th, which is a Thursday, starting at 7 o'clock at the Crow's Nest. And this year, we're tabbing it kind of Heroes Edition. And the reason being is because everyone that is competing this year is in some sort of, I guess, hero capacity. We've got a couple of Coast Guard teams. We've got fire department troopers, you know, so that's kind of the theme. But one night only, and they'll still get those secret ingredients that Tatsuta's is providing. And Catherine, if she's listening, she is dastardly. I mean, she did like Hi-Chew a couple of years ago. Like, what can you do with Hi-Chew, right?
I don't even know what that
is. So I was shopping in Tatsuta. It's like this taffy thing. I was shopping in Tatsuta's, and I said, Catherine, don't be that mean this year. So they get the ingredients. We're nice enough to give them a couple of days in advance, okay, so they can really think about it. I mean, it's tough cooking in front of a live audience, right? And anyway, they'll get those ingredients, but then there's another little twist. It's called Jacob the Camera Dude's Top Secret Ingredient. And so they will be presented with that ingredient, which I've got to say, mwahaha, is really, really hard. And they'll get that evening. And they've got to use it in some way, shape, or form.
And so that has already been selected, or is it still being thought out?
Well, I know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Jacob the Camera Dude knows what it is, but no one else knows what it is.
It's very secret.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
And then people, you mentioned you get some of those ingredients in advance, and then you can bring in whatever you want to make it happen?
Right. There's a full pantry on hand. I mean, basics, you know, flour, sugar, you know, salt and pepper and those kind of things. And they're actually cooking on 2 butane burners. So it's not like this gourmet kitchen setup, and we've got a couple microwaves and some pots and pans. And then we have a celebrity panel of judges that have agreed to participate. And so they get to taste everything, and they're judged on creativity, taste, and presentation.
Okay, and then what is the, you mentioned, you know, it's going to be up at the Coast Guard. How have preparations been going? What are you doing up there?
Oh, my goodness. So we have rearranged the Crow's Nest a couple of different times to allow the most number of people to be able to see up and close the chefs as they're pouring their heart and sweat into all their dishes. And I think we have it set up and we have it prepared. And we're also combining with Ketchikan High School. And some members of their National Honor Society are putting together a silent auction. And so we're going to have some really special gifts in the back to go simultaneous with the Top Chef. So all of these funds will, from the ticket sales and the silent auction, will be used towards the Jeff Shelton Memorial Fund.
Okay, and tell us about that. What is that fund?
So the Chief Petty Officer Association and Coast Guard Enlisted Association heard about this special family here in Ketchikan and their recent misfortune. And they wanted to do something to help. And there was a ton of brainstorming and this Top Chef just presented itself as this really great opportunity for the Coast Guard to reach out and get involved and try to help this family.
And they're really excited. Okay, so they actually were so excited that last week they had like a Top Chef prelim. And so they had 4 teams up there competing. The Coast Guard wanted to put forth the best of the best. So we had judges, the whole nine yards, and we've got some winners that will then go to the finals on April 7th.
Okay, and you mentioned there are teams. Are they teams of two, large teams? Okay.
Nope, teams of two. Yeah, you know, space really and what you're working with, it really needs to just kind of be a team effort. You know, the other thing that I should mention, in years past, we've always had, you know, the team will represent different charities, you know, like Wish or whomever. The Arts Council has been a team, you know. All charities all over Ketchikan have worked in Top Chef. But this year, so being that the ticket sales will go to the Jeff Shelton Memorial Fund, we always have a People's Choice Award. It's this ginormous steel pot that we bring. And people can put in $1 a vote for their favorite team. And you could be like the worst cook in the whole wide world, but if you're the most popular, you'll win that pot of money. And so whatever team is the most popular will get to take that back for their own charity of choice. So a little bit different this year because we're actually directing the ticket sales to a particular charity, but they'll still be able to take that home to the charity of choice as well.
Okay, you have this going on. Do you plan to do other Top Chefs in the future?
I don't know.
Okay.
We shall see. And, you know, it's really popular. People love cooking in this town and just kind of that element of surprise and to see, like, you know, everyone wants to know, am I better than you or are you better than me? And so they like that. And I always love just seeing what people make. I mean, you give them these ingredients that just don't go together. It could be that I'm going to give you an apricot and a rib roast or something like that. And how are you going to make that go together? And a lot of them made multiple courses, like full meals, and then also making it on a butane burner in front of 150 people in less than an hour. No way. I mean, I couldn't do it. I really have a lot of admiration for these folks.
And do the attendees get to sample any of these dishes? Are there VIP people, or how does that work?
There are VIP. So here's the deal. This year is also a little bit different. In years past, we had it at the Landing, and people could kind of just like show up. The VIP seating is the first two front rows, because after the first year or so, people started fighting about where they were going to see. You know, they were showing up an hour early just to like stake out their spot. So $20 VIP ticket gets you the front two rows of seating, $10 general admission. There's going to be a no-host bar because the Crow's Nest has that. With that being said, the Crow's Nest is a little bit different because of security considerations. So all we're asking is if you give KPU a call or stop in down at the plaza, give us a shout, tell us your name, we'll put you on the list. You can show up and pay that night. We'd prefer that you stop in at KPU, you know, at your convenience and you know, go ahead and pay for your tickets, and a ton of people already have. But give us a shout just so we can add you to that list of names, because we don't want the Coast Guard to have to incur any additional expenses for security.
And what do I say? I imagine it often sells out. Is that correct?
So- yeah. It's usually pretty big. The tickets are actually going really, really fast. And so especially the VIP. The VIP we've limited to around 25 tickets this year. Everyone's going to have a great seat in the house, though, because what we do is we set up multiple televisions around the venue and hook actually Jacob the Camera Dude's camera live into those TVs. So when he kind of goes close up on the cooking, people will be able to see those on the big screen TVs as well.
And there's also play-by-play, is there not? There's...
Oh, yeah, there's play-by-play. We've coerced our other fellow Rotarian and Coast Guard friend, Kevin Smith, to co-host with me. And he's been a real trooper about it. You know, I didn't answer your original question. People do get to taste the food. Oh. And it has amazed me. We'll invite the crowd to come up during an intermission, or we'll pull them out of the crowd and say, hey, try this. And during the intermission, it's always amazed me. People in this town, they apparently do not care about any sort of health concerns when it comes to really, really good food, because they just dig right into this communal plate and they all try it. Everyone is just like, wow, holy smokes, how did they think of that?
All right. So it sounds like also you can learn a little bit of perhaps get new ideas for recipes.
Oh, definitely.
While you're there.
Okay. Definitely. And, you know, we want to give a big shout out to the judges who are donating their time. You know, people like Shauna Lee and LaDonna Gunderson, you know, real, real true foodies from around town. I think it's going to be a great event, as always, cooking for a good cause.
Okay. Is there anything else either of you would like to add?
I think we're good. I just want to give a last shout out to the Coast Guard, because, you know, they've really stepped up to the plate this year, doing that great haunted house for Dejan, her service dog, right?
Yep,
her service dog. And so they've done some great things for our community.
Okay. All right. Well, look forward to the event again. That's coming up April 7th.
April 7th. Okay. We will give you a complimentary ticket if you'd like to attend.
Ooh, very nice. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being here, and good luck with the competition.
Thanks.
Look
have
forward
a great day.
To it. Again, Michelle O'Brien, and if you're interested in getting tickets, you can get them at KPU office in the plaza. And also thank you to Laura Ladd with the Coast Guard for coming in this morning.